The classic, Age Skrillex, Are You Kidding Me, feat. Carl the Cuck Ultimate Remix.
First time for me, very big fan.
Will not be the last.
No, it won't. No, it won't be the last today.
Yeah, it's gonna be Miss Love's ringtone soon.
Oh, yeah, if I still had Jordan's phone, I would set it to that ringtone. Unfortunately, I don't think you can set ringtones to phones anymore, but... maybe I can get an old Nokia and then...
purely for that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can. Is that... really? You can't set ringtones anymore.
I don't know. I stopped caring about that when I was like 12. I thought it was the best thing in the fucking world until I was like 13.
Yeah, you're so right.
Yeah. Like it was...
yeah, that and then the best of course... Snake 2 beat it. Yeah.
Well, let's not say... I still care about that. That's not going crazy.
Yeah, my ringtone was Smells Like Teen Spirit for at least 4 years.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, mine was like...
deep.
Mine was like this really esoteric song by Caius, which is like... I was like, yeah, they're a 90s rock band that like no one would know. So I was like really proud of it. Yeah. So lame. I wish I could transport back in time to my 13-year-old self and be like, nobody cares, dude.
care less about you. In fact, don't care about your life at all. Run around buttered up and naked because there's no point. None of this. Just don't give a shit. Buy 2 Vietnamese rolls and just throw one away.
Why? You don't have money at all. Wouldn't you want
to
keep
that? It's so good that your life advice to your 13-year-old self is to waste every penny you have.
Throw it away. Throw it away.
Most people would be like, oh, maybe like study this a little bit, or like this would help you. No, just like buckle up.
Yeah, or at least
up.
Like,
no.
This is a good superannuation plan, yeah. Something.
No. Just pure anarchy. Pure anarchy.
Butter up, run naked.
I'll just tell myself.
Your ringtone.
Yeah. Change, yeah.
Your advice is to butter up naked.
Yeah, and run through town. And just listen to White Punks on Hope by Crass, that song. Which is like, they said we were trash, but their name's Crash, not Clash. And just listen to that song and be like, see?
Why do I get the feeling that's what you actually did, though? How was it different from
the funny thing is it wasn't that far removed. But I still cared about my ringtone. Anyway, great song.
God.
Good times.
I love how musical Age Skrillex voice is as well. It's like octavely perfect for dubstep. The white man.
I know.
I mean, it's incredible.
I came to this.
How is that man a walking metronome? How is he that?
I came to this realization too. Why are all these crazy SJWs like always super pale? They all have Roman noses, and it's like the more tanned your skin is, the less narcissistic and really insane you are. But the more pale you get, it's just like you're gonna be crazy.
I don't get it. That's a really interesting point.
Like both of those guys are so pale. Like
Do you think not getting the sun makes you crazy?
Maybe. I mean, that's
well,
true.
Well, it definitely does.
That's true.
Norway. Case closed.
Yeah. We might have just
even
come to
the functional ones there, they kind of speak like, are you C-3PO with a German accent?
We might.
I reckon that's pretty much it. But
yeah.
The other thing about AZ Boy. AZ Boy. What we were talking about with the girl that we knew from our high school that was... absolute bottom of the pecking order. The one that cried 7 times a day. Like the same amount that a 2-year-old cries through the terrible twos.
That was her thing.
When she was like a 15-year-old.
That was her thing. That was like her thing to cry in high school.
It's weird. Yeah, that's what she was. You're so right. That was her party trick.
Nowhere near as good as
cry at will.
Nowhere near as good as a man who will go unnamed who stood on his tippy toes like a crab.
Oh, Stephen.
Stephen was way better.
Dude, that is, that's at least better than my best friend from high school whose potty trick was
bashing trannies.
He could fart at will.
No, that's not a party cool. trick. He should be able to retire for that, I reckon.
Yeah, pension paid by District 9.
How amazing is that? In a resource-scarce country like Pakistan, he's given a salary of $4 million a year.
How good is that as an image? How good is that an image just...
Because he can fart at will.
How good is that just...
champion.
How good is that as an image just a giant army of, like, a Pakistani army just going... walking in, like, up in, like... What was your hometown called?
District 8.
District... No, like,
what was it?
Phase 6.
Yeah, Phase 6. Walking up in Phase 6 and going... First of all, fuck, that's funny. But yeah, anyway, coming up and then coming up and then just handing that guy, like, a Medal of Honor and just, like, this is your new bank account and he's just... retires! You and Nelson Mandela.
King. This man a Nobel
King.
Peace
Prize. King. So, yeah, that girl, we were looking at her Facebook.
Yes.
If you know when you see most people that put the filter of, just so you know, I'm a good person because I voted yes. Okay? Yeah. I just really need to emphasize that point. She did that... 400 times. There was not a single photo of hers that didn't have it. You know how it's just normally the photo and then it has the photo of the filter straight after that?
Yeah.
She'd gone out of her way to delete all the ones that didn't have the vote yes. So she is the biggest white male in the world, and she is at the bottom of the pecking order at school.
She's just
I'm pretty sure that, like, the Rush Limbaugh's theory is right. That it's just the more swirlies you got, the more offended you are by not calling someone Zim.
Rush Limbaugh said that?
Yes.
No.
So specific.
Rush Limbaugh kicks off.
I know.
And it was just the typical, like, you know, every profile pic was like a different, like it was like that. And then it was like standing up with my sisters. And then like the like French flag. And irrelevant of how like fair or like legitimate their sentiment is, it still just annoys me so much because it's like, the laziest way of dealing. Do you know what I mean? It's just like giving to like women's rights groups, getting involved with like, I don't know, NGOs that are like, no. I did a filter. Did you even create the filter? No, just there's a button for it. I clicked a button. So I'm better than you because of that. Let's make one thing clear. If there's one thing that is universally true in the world, it's I am way better than you in every way because I did that. It's like, no, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. You doubt kind that of like used to cry to the teachers when you got a C and you thought should get a B.
That actually happened.
I don't know if you really...
It actually happened.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Bizarre.
You can't justify your existence at that point.
I met someone like that at work who was very excited about the vote. And I had just voted because I, for some reason, I was the first day... The voting started. I had already got my postal thing. So I was like one of the first people to vote.
Yeah.
And so I'm telling this guy, I was like the first person literally to cast my vote. He's like, really? He's like, that's really good, man. I was like, yeah, man. And he's gay. So he's really passionate about it. Mm. And I was like, yeah, I had to vote no. Like immediately.
Did you?
I didn't vote. No,
oh, you're just shitting with it. You're just shitting with it.
But like, I was just shitting with it.
His reaction would have been so. Oh, what was it?
He went pale.
Yeah, I bet.
He see?
Really oh God! Pale.
What is this? What is it? Okay, I'm going to talk about my conspiracy theory, by the way, that I've run you two guys in on, but I haven't told the fourth member of the podcast, which is, of course,
everyone,
the listener.
Yeah,
and that is that while I was in Adelaide, I met the greatest human being I've ever met in my life, which is basically just this sarcastic gay dude that smoked heaps.
Yeah.
As if they're not. They are kings amongst men, those guys.
Gay dudes that just don't take themselves too seriously, especially like their sexuality. They're like the best people.
Yeah. And just have the worst mouths in the world. Just the most lewd things come out of their mouths.
It's so horrible.
You don't know what a San Diego bow tie is, do you? Okay, let me fill you in. Those people are mad.
In detail. Yeah,
yes. Anyway, He used to work for Pedestrian, right?
Yes, he told me. Yeah, yeah.
Names excluded. Actually, I shouldn't have even said Pedestrian. Fuck, but I can't be.
Why? What are they going to do? Dude, they're powerless against you.
This is very litigiously dicey.
Oh,
he's so litigious.
Mad.
So anyway, while he was working there, the whole SJW thing exploded into mainstream media culture. While he was there, the reason why he smokes now, he started a two packets of cigarettes a day addiction from working. That's chain smoking.
That's Mac DeMarco level addiction.
Yeah, he is inhaling more cigarette smoke than oxygen.
Yeah, that is
brutal. He's fuming himself.
That is brutal.
Yeah,
I wish he could put
Don't you reckon that, like,
if
he was a Jew and they put him in the gas chambers, they just come out and he'd still be alive? Like, at this point, he's just so immune
I know.
To toxins in his lungs.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So true.
So, anyway, like, absolute legend of a man. Honestly, if I were to review him, 11 out of 10.
Mad.
So, anyway, he tells me that this whole thing exploded while he was there. Now, this is so much scarier than what I thought it was. And shout out to everybody. If you can give me information on any of these ratbag media outlets, inbox me. And I'll keep you anonymous.
Yeah.
As I've done a very good job on this podcast.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'll keep you anonymous, I swear. Just named every single name that we've tried to keep anonymous.
Yeah, it's like civil, being on Australia's Most Wanted and just being that guy in the shadow, and then them just like shining the light on you for a second and go, oh, sorry, and then just going back into it again. Yeah, don't bother editing that.
That's so true. Or in A Current Affair, it's like, we've blurred his face, but kept his voice the same to keep his privacy safe. It's like,
yeah.
Dude, I can Google that guy.
So, man. Michael Fitzpatrick. So, yeah, anyway. He was saying that while he was working there, this woman came in who called herself, quote, the PC police.
I'm so glad that I didn't know you were going to be talking about this. It's so good. Continue.
And so,
so
good. Look at him, the Bogan Pope. This is how he's on his dress. He's giving me his blessing. Camo pants. And a damn dude. Those pockets were designed to hold stubbies. Designed.
What do I do instead of the cross, though? An upside down cross. Just.
Oh, no. Come on. They're not that sacrilegious. Don't you think every time they go into court, they go, I don't need a lawyer because I've got this cross.
Yeah, true. I just need to, like, hand you, like, a Baja fish taco, man. Just give you one. Just be like, I'm just like, thank you. Like an offering.
That's our cracker.
Like how people leave, you know how in Bali, like, they leave offerings in these little, like palm baskets? I just, like, go,
yes. With a taco. And your holy water is just mother drink. To remind you that you're part of Mother Earth.
Yes! Yeah. Keep hydrated and energized. Loaded. Yeah. Keep loaded as well as hydrated. It's still got water in it.
Yeah. So good. So she calls herself the PC police.
Mm.
She comes out, has this meeting, says the new strategy for marketing. Keep this in mind. Marketing.
Yeah.
Is to create movements. Now, let me give you some backstory to that.
You're getting the inside scoop, by the way, because this is pretty big.
This is
Jordan
really
laid this
huge.
On me and it was like a profound realization.
This is Australia's Pizzagate.
Yeah, you're about to get red pilled.
Minus the pedophiles. That's
yeah.
It's as intense.
Yeah.
This is just theory in practice. You've heard about it, now know how it's practiced.
It's exactly
much worse than what I thought.
Yeah, and same as well.
And that's what this guy was saying. He comes up to me and goes, absolutely loved your Change the Date video, but it's 10 times worse than that.
Yeah, such a scary place to start. Just like,
that was his first sentence.
Yeah.
You've got to listen to what someone has to say after that. This is the way you get someone to listen to what you have to say for hours on end. Start by saying, but that's just the tip of the iceberg.
I know.
Then you're done.
I know.
So anyway... okay, so they figured out, you know how marketing has become so, and just psychology in general, has become so accurate that they can predict most women having a baby before they know. And that's why Target sends them out catalogs just going, it's got a real special on diapers at the moment.
Yeah, Huggies.
Yeah.
That's the brand to use.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the same as every other diaper. No, no, double padding.
What? Baby's ass looks comfy, all right?
I'll stick with the washcloth, thank you.
Really? Yes.
No, I'm joking. That's too far.
Or just let them out in the backyard.
Like a dog. They're basically a dog.
It's like, it needs to be done that way.
Yeah. But yes, yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, this woman says to me. So anyway, sorry. She says social justice is the way of the future. She is the, I don't know if she's the head of marketing, but the head of strategy or something like that. So she has uncovered and blueprints out in detail to the staff. This is how insincere and fake all this stuff is. You know how when you hear that, change the date, you have to change the date. If you vote no, I mean, Hitler, yeah, you are definitely worse than Hitler, okay? Because your fashion's worse. At least you had nice hair. So anyway, the
so controversial, I love it. We're back, baby. So good. Pass me that giant move, Shine. I'm going to whack someone over the head that's walking home with a Pizza Hut box.
No, I don't want the Pizza Hut.
No, I don't want
disgusting. If it was Domino's, then we talk. Or Pizza Haven. Keep stopping and starting. But the thing is, strategy of the future. She says that she basically lays out that marketing has uncovered that the points in history that are most emotionally intense, it's just common sense as well, but it's just backed up with a lot of data now, that the most emotionally intense periods in history are those of a revolution, such as, I don't know, when Nicholas II was taken, dethroned in Russia. Those moments, obviously, yeah. Emotions are going to be running really high in society. So she basically says we can tap into this. Not her words. Obviously, she's got like a bullshit jargon way of saying this.
Yeah, yeah.
But essentially, we can tap into that emotion of revolution in corporate safe ways by inventing bullshit little revolutions to spark those emotions in the public. Then we attach a brand's name to that spark of emotion, and then they make a lot of money, as well as brilliant PR for them.
Yeah.
So it's like when I saw ANZ going like, we've just got gay TMs now. We're just so pro, yes. I thought, yeah, that's mad PR for you.
Yeah.
And it detracts from the fact that Labor wants to put a real banking inquiry into you and makes you look like the good guys.
Mm.
That's clever branding strategy on your behalf. I didn't know that they were inventing these movements.
I know,
They are manufacturing things like change the date. Obviously, they're not manufacturing. There was a small contingency of the population that was upset about it. What they do is they pick up on that. They go, what's something that if you disagree with it in any slight way at all, you can be labeled a racist or a bigot or a homophobe or whatever. Something that's so safe, so corporately safe, but does nothing to change society at all. That's what we're going to attach, and that's what we're going to exacerbate in media outlets. And it's so much scary. I finally understand the book Manufacturing Consent. I finally get it. That's what they're doing.
I know.
They are manufacturing these movements.
It is crazy. I always thought they jumped on bandwagons. And, you know, you suspect that, you assume that. And it's like, yeah, I mean, that's not surprising. No,
they're venture capitalists. They look at a particular thing which might not be that big, and they go like, all right, this thing has the potential.
Exactly.
Like,
then they pump a bunch of money into it and basically legitimize it.
Yeah.
Like, they make it mainstream and polarize.
I'm sure.
And really reduce the debate. This was not... the previous place that everyone knows what I can do. You can just rewind it. I was talking about Pedestrian. But this was another outlet. It's too late for that. This was another outlet. Mm. An alcohol brand attached... It's another one of those trash click site media sites. An alcohol brand attached themselves to that outlet so that they stopped talking about real indigenous issues, because real indigenous issues always go back to alcohol. So they wanted them to stop talking about that so they could start talking about Change the Date, so that that alcohol brand could put its name to Change the Date while still profiting off Aboriginals in country towns, like destroying their society.
So hectic.
So evil.
It's so hectic.
So much worse than what I expected.
It really...
And you know,
same, man.
The amount of lobbying that alcohol companies do to get rid of dry zones, because there are certain
areas... You're kidding. I didn't know that.
There's lobbying.
Holy shit. That's like...
And they find ways to... so the way they say it is because you can't actually take deliveries logistically from dry zones, even if it is not going to that area. So they started off by lobbying, by saying that, get rid of that. It's basically just to... It's to increase their market share.
Yeah.
And they don't care about the repercussions.
It's case in point. Insane. It's like the equivalent of like... those stories about how they'd bring in guns from the South in America, like by the truckload. And then, like, yeah, man, like they're getting into some like dudes in the South getting interviewed. It's like, yeah, man, like me and my brother Joan were like walking around and like these like four trucks just pulled up and they were like free guns. And then we couldn't see the driver and like, yo, we just took them. Like everyone just took them. It's like 10,000 guns. It's like, that's basically what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's insane.
No, there's like a literal example of what you just said, trying to extract an emotion. That ad by one of the fucking
Pepsi.
Kardashians. Yeah, Pepsi ad.
Oh, yeah.
Join the conversation. They realized that they took it way too far at that
point. They busted themselves. They were like, yeah, this is our game plan. There's a revolution happening. Yeah. Everyone's excited. Goes to the police.
What was
people
actually?
Are dying. Very bad.
Oh,
Pepsi.
Man.
It just
the answer is really, really, really sugary drinks. Yeah. Not sugary drinks. Shit that'll give you type 2 diabetes. That's the answer.
What was of course, the cultural leader of our time, Kim Kardashian's cousin.
Yeah. Yes, half-sister.
The Martin Luther King of 2017.
Oh, it's so scary. Like, stuff like that makes me actually think that there will just be... It's just like civil war is coming. Because it's so like 1984 evil, isn't it? To create...
It is what 1984 talks about. Yeah. Where they're saying that you create enemies so the population focuses all their hatred on that.
These binary
ideas.
Instead
of focusing on the fact that the government is the one that's suppressing them.
Yeah.
Whereas the end of the 1984 was you discover that there is no outside enemy. They're just sending soldiers out.
Yes!
And then killing them out in the ocean. Just
but
sinking their
But that's
ship.
What's happening.
That's a, yeah.
And then...
But don't you think that's what's happening? I mean, even
it's
like...
It's always happened, man. This is like one of the... This
but it's
is
just
101 of authoritarianism.
True.
But it's just getting more and more sophisticated, because what you think about is manufacturing consent is an idea that comes around from post-World War II. Before that, the basic only tool that governments really had, they had a bit of propaganda, I guess, but the main tool was just like, oh, people are rebelling. Okay, just send out the army and just shoot all of them.
Yeah.
But then they decided it's much easier and better for social cohesion if you can just convince people that what they want is what powerful interests want.
Yeah.
It's just become so sophisticated at this point.
But you have to admit, now everything is sort of, the lines are blurring. Because let's say, like, to generalize, you've got like giant corporations that are essentially tax exempt, pushing, you know, like, essentially pushing like cheese in a can, like Whiz cheese, and like just crap, perpetually pushing
that. Don't say that Whiz cheese
is crap. All right, bad example.
Dude,
let's say...
come on. Whipped cream combined with cheese?
Okay, true. What's on... Okay, let's say, I don't know, like alcohol or cigarettes.
If that isn't an invention, you have to invent that yourself.
It's an invention already, believe me. But anyway, but basically...
Can we have some later?
Yeah!
You can't buy
Whiz cheese. Jeez. All right, we're shit. Yeah,
if
right,
you can't
right.
buy it at Lithgow, where can you buy it?
Yeah, true. Bigger.
But then you got this brand.
You got essentially like this super right wing, I guess you call it. Yeah, super right wing sort of like tackles it. And then you've got like governments, like with the video we were watching prior, like pushing this really like pseudo left wing, but like SJW, like social political agenda by law. Stifling, just conflating freedom of speech with like
you know, like these basically like destroying, like the beginnings of destroying freedom of speech, like nothing antagonizing, nothing offensive, nothing on campuses. You can be sued, fired, imprisoned for these things. Like, and these same governments are sort of propping up giant corporations to fucking not have to pay workers like 7 cents on an hour. It's like the shittest aspect of politics from every angle. And they're like sort of like they're blurring the lines. Like, who, do you know what I mean? It's either Trump or Bernie. Like, there's no one that is like hates the white male guy and that like is sort of into like, you know, let's not say socialism. Oh yeah, fine. Like social. What's Bernie?
Bernie is that, dude. Bernie. He's not is
though.
That.
When those fucking Black Lives Matters chicks came on his stage, fuck, he was cucked hard.
Yeah, because first of all, this is a new phenomenon. Bernie Sanders doesn't have time to sit there watching Ben Shapiro videos for a year.
Yeah, but how does it... Yeah, but it's ironic.
He's got ideas of just going like, I'm just focusing on the Keystone Pipeline, yeah, and then someone comes up and is like, I'll go jump in this show! And then I go, whatever.
An okay, hour. I'll let this one... Let him go for a long time.
But he doesn't...
People left the rally. But people that were supporting him, like there was like old school Democrats there leaving... Because these bitches wouldn't shut up. Leaving. And he was just there just being like...
Dude, yeah, as if old school Democrats would even come to Bernie.
Yeah, dude. They did, man. And like...
Are you sure? No, it wouldn't have been old school Democrats. It would have been uni students.
Yeah, it would have been...
No, like, no, no, no. It wasn't. It wasn't.
Bernie actually has a huge following amongst really old people. He's the only one who actually talks about some of their issues.
Dude, it's...
Oh, true. And also, he could always just be like, remember how good it was under Truman?
Yeah.
Dude, basically old Jewish guys from Brooklyn. That-
yeah, like when Trump's like being like, the good old days. You know what I'm talking about? Reagan.
Reagan. Yeah, yeah.
No, Truman. Yeah, they remember... They remember the New Deal.
Well, dude, like
the New Deal. Yeah.
It's basically like old dudes that like played chess with Bernie in Brooklyn. It's like, I remember that guy. Yeah, yeah. I come down and see him.
It's so true.
Yeah. Man, I'm glad someone...
He buys his pants from the chemist. I like him.
I'm not talking about that. I'm saying like those guys were like fed up with Bernie for like being... But anyway, whatever. But what I'm saying is it seems that, it's coming from all these angles, isn't it? Like...
Yeah, it's a very elaborate... This is what Trump...
Is Civil War coming?
Yeah, that's the natural
progression. On the Joe Rogan podcast. But like, yeah, well, do you reckon?
One
like,
way to look at it is... Because it's annoying from every... It's a testament that the society is very free. Because in like authoritarian societies, you don't need these elaborate ways of controlling people. I mean, we're still being controlled by all of this bullshit stuff.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's so elaborate tells us that we're a lot freer than some
other places.
I don't even know about freer. Yes, we are. That's definitely true. But I think it's mainly a thing of more sophisticated.
Isn't that scarier?
They can have their cake and eat it too.
And isn't that scarier? Because if it's more sophisticated, it's subtle. It's like subliminal. It can just slip under the radio.
Well, that's what it's worse.
It's worse. Oh man, you know
what? Exactly. This is what Aldous Huxley's point was.
Yeah,
it was one of the wisest things I've ever heard. And it's so good that they said, which one do you think is more likely out of 1984 and Brave New World? Aldous Huxley wrote Brave New World. And he goes, I think it's Brave New World.
Yeah. He was so good. It's just like, it's just better written. I mean, it's charismatic. It's better. I'm not saying this because I wrote it. Anyway, let me tell you more about how I wrote it. Like, it's so good. I love that.
Yeah, but it's like, it's basically a quote that'll stand the test of time.
Mm.
Which is sort of like when Tom Cruise writes a book and goes on Oprah.
He's never written a book, dude. He's never written a book.
Really?
Yeah, he's...
Ghostwriters. I swear I've seen his face on like a cover of a biography and just you like, have. Tom Cruise, I went to the danger zone.
You have it and I own it, but he did not write that.
You own it?
I own a book that is Tom Cruise biography, and this is the best thing. There's a really awkward up close photo of him like, yeah, whole face squished up and... Tom Cruise, the official biography, and on the back there's a photo with him candidly walking with paparazzi taking photos of him with his now ex-wife that was, I think, he abused.
Was this wife number two?
Yeah, three? Katie Holmes. And how good's this, the quote? This is the profound quote at the back of the biography. I just love to make movies. Written.
Dude, Tom Cruise,
there must be some
that.
Gems in that book. I didn't read it. I'm not crazy.
Yeah, I'm not crazy. He watches a movie every night.
I'm going to be watching Oblivion tonight. I'm feeling that.
You haven't? Oh,
no, no, no. I've seen it.
Okay, Jordan, is Oblivion still your favorite movie?
I'm pretty sure it's better than Citizen Kane.
I remember.
Fuck.
What was the line that you loved? Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, Sally.
Yes. Yes.
But anyway,
it's just the most Hollywood film ever made.
So what was Adolphus's conclusion, though? That
his idea is more likely to happen in the future because an authoritarian government is always going to have
the cards on the table.
There's always going to be a resistance in that will slowly undermine it through time because it's so apparent that they're in control.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's like in your face.
And on top of that, like it doesn't. Whereas this, like with in the Brave New World, it gives you the illusion that what you want is what they want.
Yeah.
It's like training you.
It's way worse.
Think, yeah.
It's exactly. Way worse. Wait,
you know. Okay. So the We're perfect analogy for this is, so in the 80s, parents would tell you, "You've got to get your ass up. You've got to go see your grandma. I don't care if you don't want to." Mm. Now parents would say, "It's your choice."
Yes. But your grandma I'll be disappointed.
Would really like it if you could come. God. There's a false choice there.
Yes.
There still
is
no choice.
Yeah.
It gives off the illusion that there is.
Yeah.
It's just more That's complicated, incredible. But yeah. It's actually worse because it makes cause
And you're gonna do it.
It didn't make you feel shit. You just be like, "Oh fuck, my dad's an asshole." Now you're like, "No, maybe I'm an asshole."
Mm. Oh my god.
So you blame yourself instead of authority.
Having said that though, this is just proof that I'm a sociopath. When my mum did that of going, "Your grandma would really like to see you," I'd be like, "Don't care, take an option B." Just stay.
Because you called it out. That's the
I think that's the thing, dude. You know what so happens? Good. Like if you have a parent that is a teacher or a psychologist, apparently like you just start like it's kind of like an ego cleansing diet your entire life apparently because they keep putting these tricks on you so you have to fucking navigate through all the time. But that's just a side note, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my mom can't remember what we're talking about.
My mom just whipped me with a stick occasionally. That's the Croatian way. Or at least my side.
That was great.
Family.
Yeah. Miss Love had to fetch a switch.
What?
How good is that?
Fetch a what? What do you mean?
Didn't she used to just get out a stick from the... Just be like, I don't need to spend money on a ruler. I go outside, they just get a nice branch and a power. Right
the bam. Yeah. How old school is that?
That's common between all three of us. All three of us got our ass whooped.
Wait, you did? No, you... Oh, yeah, you did too.
Yeah,
shit.
I got my ass whooped.
Yeah, but how did you... Yeah, but yours would have been District 9 style.
Dude, he's Pakistani. He actually got his ass whooped.
Yeah.
We got wooden spoons.
I didn't even get that. I got like a tiny little tweak. Like,
no, whoosh. But I was still like living in the bubble, so my ass whooping wasn't like real ass whooping where like something would die.
Yours wasn't Muslim ass whooping.
Mine was like
my all mom. Brothers survived.
Yeah. My mom would just like slap the shit out of me.
Damn! In the face?
I've seen that. I've seen footage of Pakistani parents doing that.
Yeah. That's brutal though. I mean, ow. If my mom ever did that, I'd be like, "I'm calling the police."
Or she would take...
But that's what happens in Pakistan.
What?
If you call the police in Pakistan, they're just like, "I don't have time for this. You will be hit her harder."
No. You know, I bet you. If you call the police...
So good. I don't even know if I still have a job here. Like, the boss is so fucking angry at me. Because, like, I arrested six people, right? Six people. They were, like, bashing this guy. He got really angry that I didn't arrest 12. I was like, "There aren't 12 people there." It's like, "That's the minimum quota. Get other people."
So good. That actually does sound really Pakistani.
I don't know if this is
him
really
unloading his insecurities onto a beaten child.
Yeah. Just like, okay, I have to go. It's like, okay, man, I understand. Yeah, like he has to leave.
Yeah.
Man, can you call back? What are you doing later today? Yeah. You want to do the beat with me? Right around? I get really bored.
Cops would actually say that if your dad's beating your ass, why are you bothering me? I'll come down and beat your ass as well.
That is why. Can I just say something really profound?
What does Pakistan stand for? It better be God's land.
Can I say something really profound?
Land of pure.
And it is
amazing.
And it is.
Can I say something really profound?
What?
It's a twofold thing. One, that is why your area rules. Two, this is in that book that Jordan let me call "The Strange Death of Europe," which is basically like there's a whole slew of reasons why Europe is essentially cucked to infinity. But one other thing is just like, yeah, that doesn't happen in the West. That's why the West has guys going, white male! Because they have it way too easy and way too good. And like, Jordan put this to me. He read another book, which was, I forget what it's called. But basically, it was I think you read it too, bro. It's just like, Islam's come to France. France is now...
Submission,
which is basically France is a...
You should read
pseudo,
it.
It's an Islamic... fucking...
Caliphate.
Yeah, but what's it called?
Dude, you guys are really into this literature now.
Yeah, but what's it called?
Like, all of the books you're reading...
I know, it's fucked.
...is a particular...
It's really bad. It's,
we're getting really close to... You know those online...
I'm wearing camo pants. Yeah. But yeah.
It so is.
Yeah.
No, but this is actually... He's the most famous living author in France. He's known as the George Orwell of France. And it is actually like a brilliantly written book. And on top of that, the main character is basically Robert Langdon from The Da Vinci Code, but he really likes whores.
Yeah.
That's about it. It's
so
just like
French.
Chapter one is, okay, so this Muslim man becomes president of France against Le Pen. Chapter two, God, I need some pussy. Chapter three, I fucked two hoes in one night. Damn. I need more money.
But yeah, basically he came to this realization, right, where Jordan actually said to me and was like, dude, in the book he's given the like conundrum of like, why don't you just join us, you get like four wives, dude. And like hearing that kind of thing where it's like, you can still, I mean, I'm not saying I'm like pro beating your child, but it's just that broader idea of like, people are just such pussies and they can't handle anything. And
yeah,
it's
dude,
like,
I think it's fine,
dude. I think I've had it wrong this whole time. Give me the Quran, bro. Seriously, I think I've just had it wrong.
I would not do that.
It's an uphill battle. Like, I'd rather just bring it on. I already like that shawarma shit.
But you know what? Actually, I think the four wives thing is a poison chalice.
Oh,
you would
really?
Probably know about this, Ali. But no, the thing is that
really
look, because we were talking about it at a previous podcast when you weren't here.
Right.
How it's just man's greatest desire to have side pussy.
Yeah.
Like, if there was a choice, if it was just like, if your wife was not annoyed at you, but you had to amputate your leg, but you got to have side chicks, you would disfigure yourself instantly. Just go to the nearest train track and then just get the leg off.
Run to the nearest cold train
track. And then instantly, just like, and while it's still bleeding, hobble to the closest place with reception so you can go on Tinder.
Yeah.
That's what would happen.
Hey, man, do you want me to tie that wound off? You might bleed out. Fuck off!
127 hours reinterpreted. This
yes!
Time, it's a comedy.
Yeah. How much is that? 100. That is 127 hours. Sydney. Magnificent city. Did you know?
But
it's
I was listening to someone else talk about it because I was reading this book and highly recommend this. It's called The Truth.
Yeah, I'm reading this one next.
One of the hardest books you will ever read in your life, particularly if you're in a relationship. This is what it's called, The Truth, an uncomfortable book about relationships, and it is very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But he tries out every different style of relationship there is, and he basically comes to the conclusion that when he heard in Islamic culture that you could have four wives and that was designed to not cheat, so you wouldn't cheat, and he always just thought that's just some bullshit straw man argument, of course you cheat. But the thing that happens when you have four wives is they're constantly playing games against each other. They're constantly trying to sap you of your attention. They're constantly trying to get you to kick out another wife. So it's just so psychologically draining that you don't have time to think about anything else other than just being like, oh, what is it, Shadam? And it's just like, I really hate Abdul. I really hate Abdul. That's it. That's your whole life.
That is exactly how it is. It's a hassle. People that... it's not a,
is it really?
You'd rather stay monogamous. And
so why...
It wasn't meant to be to avoid cheating.
So why...
Is that like a nice side bonus thing that they do? You know when they go on Q&A and they say, why are you allowed to have four wives? And they go, because in the Quran, it is actually...
Quran.
Actually more for the children.
Quran, yes.
Well, that's,
yeah. In Iran, I could not wear a scarf. If you are letting down your Iran sisters by saying that, you'd be beaten. You'd have to wear a scarf. I could wear a small scarf. Have you seen that on Q&A?
Yes,
Chris Vidge.
That would not happen in modern day Q&A, though.
No,
even if you got hitch slaps, the whole audience would still boo him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a sign of the times, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Isn't that right? What are we going to do, boys?
I don't know.
But yeah, sorry, keep going with the...
With the what?
Yeah.
Why is Sheree...
Oh, why? So I guess that is part of the reasoning. So, I mean, the religion was developed in a very misogynistic area. So that could be part of it. But it was also like they were engaged in so many wars that there were so many widows.
No way.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why is like Sharia like killing it though? If the wives thing isn't like actually appreciated by the peeps.
Now? Why is it killing now?
Yeah.
In
like England.
Yeah, so that has a lot to do with a rebellion against the society that they already live in. So they somehow want to attach themselves to something that is antithesis of what they are in.
So it's not that they actually want four wives, just they want to like rustle the cages and
they want to like,
right?
So that's why like people join ISIS and shit. They kind of like, they want to slay dragons, you know. It's just,
so they're kind of mythical anarchists in a way.
Yeah And they'll just attach to something that gives them, and if you do join one of these, then you get like an extreme sense of belonging because people prey on you.
They're essentially bored anarchists, which let's be honest, all anarchists are. I want anarchy. You are bored, aren't you?
And also, like, you know, I also have this personal theory, which is that the modern world is creating a lot of fucked individuals, as in it's alienating a lot of people, and so there's a lot of vulnerable people that can attach themselves to ideologies such as these.
I don't buy that though. Like that thing, it's just like, it's hard for people. Should they have sausage rolls or pies? It's like, it's not that hard.
Not on an individual level, but just the way...
Ask Jekyll.
Ask Jekyll, yeah. Have a budding snag. Well, you mean economically, right?
No, economically and socially.
That's not... Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know if I agree, but fair enough.
Like, so, for instance, the fact that traditional family structures are breaking to such an extent...
Mm.
The fact that there's... Okay, so our society is a lot more modern now, and we're a lot richer, so we can manage old people. But the fact that the number of old people living in nursing homes and being neglected by family members is growing exponentially. These are symptoms of a society moving towards a direction.
Yeah.
Now, you could argue that this is fine, but at the same time, it does create... more and more people are on antidepressants and shit.
That's true.
I mean,
but that should be like, but that should mean that like old people are rebelling.
Your problems are so obvious, but if you don't even know what your problems are because they're created by this elaborate world that you're living in, you tend to latch onto finding answers that might not actually solve your problem, but it may seem like it. And I think Islam in the West is one of them.
True, but I just don't have like that much sympathy if someone is like an immigrant that's been given like a very fair chance and they're just like, nah.
No, but immigrants don't tend to do this. That's why, so like immigrants tend to be a lot more hardworking and have less issues like this. So if you look at, for example, antidepressant rates, I highly doubt that you'd find a lot of that in immigrants.
No, it wouldn't be immigrants.
It would actually be in the eastern suburbs of Sydney.
Well, that's because immigrants are still like, again, still don't have that perpetually cucked thing of just like, oh, God, doth Indy still love me? They're not pussies. They're just like, get on with your life, you know? So pre-antidepressant world.
I'm kind of more interested in selling oranges.
But a lot of terrorism is from... dudes that
immigrants?
No, it's the kids of the immigrants.
No, that's not true. A lot of like in France, a lot of the terrorist attacks in France are people that have come on fake passports, like they'd been living in France for like 2 to 3 years.
When you say a lot, I don't think that's accurate. So there have been a few instances, but if you look at the aggregate of total,
but you are right. There is a lot
in France.
There's a big problem with homegrown. They're second, third generation.
A lot of them
shit.
Are Moroccan and Algerian descendants.
Yeah.
And if you look at, these were one of the first communities to settle in France after the Second World War.
Yeah, yeah.
So again, this problem is not necessarily an immigrant problem per se.
It's the cocktail
of immigrants having a different culture and then their kids being in a totally different culture and having a loss of identity usually
causes certain issues. It's a strange phenomenon. It's very strange. But Yeah. Anyway, I've gone way off topic.
Yeah, we've gone way off of tangent.
Let's talk about... I do really want to hear your review of which book is better, Ali. War and Peace, and of course, the other literary titan, Harry Potter. But I think that might have to stay for another day. Can we talk about Trump versus Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, I kind of want to hear this too, because I didn't know this was happening.
Well, Kim Jong-un... Harry Potter. So, North Korea and South Korea have engaged in negotiations for some time now.
Is this with the new president of South Korea?
Yes, yes. So with the after the elections,
because
they
the Democratic People's Party.
I saw during the Olympics, right? The South Korea was just like, they're not so bad.
They do that every year, though,
and everyone always goes, they're holding hands.
I know, that's exactly what happened.
Just can't remember. That's right.
So it's don't be too hopeful. These things can very easily break down. And so this fill us in.
But the Sunshine Policy was really effective, and I'm pretty sure that they're just trying to reinitiate
that. I'm very hopeful too, to be honest with you, because it just seems like as hard as it is to like for me to say this, but actually it's not that hard. Trump's policy kind of worked.
Yeah, how weird is that? Yeah, came to the epiphany at the end of all of this.
Yeah, he's
smarter than Chomsky. No, we were wrong.
He's international. What do you call it? International relations policies are like good.
The thing that happened was the one thing that he kept on saying even during the campaign, the unpredictability. Why would we? The fact that he's such a question mark worked in this instance, but it could also not work. So
making deal.
It's so good. How good is it? Can you imagine?
It is the greatest political work of all time. Art of the deal.
It is. Imagine if he left and he's just like.
Now the troublesome part begins because.
That's all smooth sailing from here. Being a
naysayer.
Obama also did like a massive deal, the Iran nuclear deal. I mean, these things happen. You've got to give Trump credit that in this case, the fact that Kim Jong-un is willing to meet up.
That's huge. Also, I did not see it coming.
Has also said that he is willing to denuclearize the peninsula.
What?
He normally never says that.
I knew
he
this was going to happen because
they'll see what happens.
You know what? They're both such huge egos that they admire each other. I think.
Yeah. Well, and also and the fact that Trump during his campaigning said that he wants to meet Kim
has given
Kim political capital in his own country to actually pursue.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So that was a good thing. Remember when we were talking about the fact that this stuff is good and. Because I don't understand what you're going to do with North Korea. Like, you have to all they're looking for
recognition,
is give their regime legitimacy.
Yeah.
The fact that you won't tomorrow come over and invade us like the way you invaded Iraq and Libya, because they've already seen examples. So that makes them want to have a nuclear weapon. And to be honest, it's not stupid for them. They've seen this shit go down. Saddam Hussein was executed.
Mm.
Gaddafi was found in a fucking gutter. These guys were like Kims of their time.
Mm.
So it makes sense for them to want a nuclear weapon. And so the only way that they're going to stop doing that is if you can somehow guarantee the survival of their regime.
Yeah.
Which, not Trump hasn't done that. Trump's just put intense pressure. But South Korea has, as in, like they were willing to engage and just say, okay, what do you want? We can recognize you as long as you just, because they were pretty close to developing it. So this sort of bad cop good cop play has resulted in an agreement that at some point at some location, Kim Jong Un and President Trump would meet. Now, this meeting itself is quite symbolic. What's going to happen is the background work of the diplomatic missions of both countries and South Korea. And eventually, so we're going to... this is what most likely is going to happen. There will be... So the same thing that happened with the Iran nuclear deal. So there'll be about P5 plus one. I'm guessing the countries that would be engaged in these negotiations would be the US, Germany, South Korea, North Korea, Russia, and
Germany.
I think Japan.
Germany's like supposed to be like the head of Europe, right?
Yeah, supposed to be the head of Europe. It's a strong economy, and you know the P. So the same thing happened with Iran. It was the P5 plus one. The permanent five of the United Nations. Mm. In this case, I think Japan would also be included because how big of a stakeholder they are. So this the fact that this meeting is agreed upon, I think, is awesome. I honestly think that the way forward with North Korea is to actually give them legitimacy, and hopefully that way
they'll
chill out, yeah. And maybe it'll be better for their own people. You know,
I honestly agree with you. It seems really logical. Yeah. Like, I honestly think Hillary Clinton would have been way worse. She's like, we do not negotiate with these crazy, crazy terrorist, you know, regimes. And then, like,
they would just had a seizure on stage.
And they would just suffocate them more and more. And when you're suffocated, you do crazy things.
Yeah, it's not even that she would not have done it. She might have even done it, but her presence itself would not have, I don't think, would have given Kim Jong-un the political capital to pursue something. Because you should also know that guy is not just some guy calling his shot. He's quite a weak, he just became the leader of North Korea.
It's the military.
There's a lot of people, there's a structure within that country that is afraid that if they engage with the world, then they'll lose power. So what they need is a guarantee that they won't lose power, but this change will benefit all.
Dude, so glad that I have you as a friend, Ali. There's so many people that I talk to and they go, no, Kim Jong-un, he's the head of the bloody North Korea. He calls all the shots. He killed some generals, didn't he?
Yeah.
Man, come on. There's no such thing in the world.
Nah.
Except for Vladimir Putin. What a beautiful
guy. Yeah. One. No one else. One, yeah. Yeah. Vladimir Putin makes every decision in that country, but that's the only one, yeah.
God, what an exception to the rule of all of mankind.
Yeah, the KGB guy.
He is the Arnold Schwarzenegger of politics, despite the fact that Schwarzenegger was in it. Just achieves the impossible.
Damn.
What a beautiful man.
It's pretty crazy. Like, it's going
to
be...
How good is that? Like, I bet you Vladimir Putin is such a workaholic that even when it comes to decisions on sanitation in Moscow and stuff, he's like, let me read this.
Yeah.
All right, get that.
Yeah.
Even down to that, he's like paranoid of the sanitation commissioner taking his job.
Yeah, he so would, man.
Yeah.
It's just, Russians love a big, strong man. Even if
Boris,
Putin
was it Yeltsin?
Boris Yeltsin.
Bring him back.
The only person that I think could win in an election against Vladimir Putin is Hagrid from Harry Potter. Maybe that.
Just because he looks so tough.
All I need to see is him, like, crush a watermelon with his bare hands.
I know who that is because I read the first book.
Yes!
And it is better than War and Peace.
It is definitely better than War and Peace.
Harry Potter 1. And, of course, Harry Potter 6. The least popular one. Very misunderstood. You just didn't get it.
I am never going to read another Harry Potter.
It's so bad.
Man, you missed out where it just really started to take off.
Harry Potter 2,
the most forgettable one.
I'm in a blue car.
No, I'm sure it's good.
Down there.
A snake. How much should Harry Potter be read in that voice? You have to read. Should be a clause that you can only read it aloud in that voice. Be like, then Voldemort.
It does need to have a hex on it that if that happens, it just apparates.
Yeah.
You don't speak in specifically the voice of a North Shore mum.
Yeah, it was
just wondering, like, do we have enough crackers?
Yes.
Because if we don't, I'm
going
to have a mental breakdown and I will take it out on my kids.
Yeah. Just my mum. If it's not read in the voice of the chick from Insight, it's not gonna happen.
Yes,
Jenny Brocky. Jenny,
isn't she the scariest, most uncomfortable woman in the world? She looks like the character from that PlayStation game Medieval.
I want to see her have lesbian sex with that chick who has that cooking show on SBS, who's basically the same version of her but with red hair. She's like, someone makes this ridiculously elaborate, like, stuffed pig that's been cooking underground for 8 hours with all these crazy secret herbs and spices, and some really wog-looking dude from Melbourne, like, brings it up and then gives her a taste, and every time without fail, she's like, that's nice. That's it.
I kind of felt bad.
More impressed. Sorry.
Saw her the other day while going
to
work.
The Insight Girl.
Yeah, the Insight Jenny Brock.
The Insight Girl.
I'm going to work early in the morning. So it's around 7:30-ish or
something. Wait, are you still living? Where are you living now?
No
one's going to come kill you.
Yeah.
Do you not want to say?
Yeah, no.
Are you Liverpool, still? Because you moved from.
No, I'm going to move to Stanmore, or I think.
So you haven't moved yet?
No,
but you're in Liverpool now?
Yep.
Damn.
close to Liverpool.
In the ghetto.
It's one of those. No, it's not. No, it's one of those Impala Homes places. Do you want a house that looks exactly the same as everyone else?
Those places are so scary. Yeah.
Reduce the chance of you being burgled. It's kind of like flamingos. The bigger the flock, the better.
Yeah, welcome to fucking Cape Town. It's a fucking suburb. It's a suburb, but except for it's gated in the community. Yeah, those places.
Yeah. So even though we've got street names, you still get lost going home.
It's I know.
Confusing. The GPS is genuinely confused.
Yes.
It is, because it's new as shit, but you like coming to Holsworthy.
I love it. I love those Holsworthy's new development places. That's where my soul resides, as a western suburbs mum that has leopard print pants.
That's
And
so
there's always
weird.
Like a muffin top hanging out. That's me.
That is
he
Jordan.
He hated Bondi so much.
I know
that
this.
That he was at my house every other day. Just
I know.
Like
that, yeah. Just to escape.
I know. Yeah. He moved to Lithgow with me. That says it all. He had no reason to be here. Yeah.
I just feel more at home watching mums punch their kids in Target.
Part of me understands that. I have to say, I kind of get it. But anyway,
I did get it, man. We are kindred spirits of not even the working class, just rough cunts.
Yeah, I know. That's it. It's true. It's
cunts,
true.
Cunts that have worked less than us, and we have worked fuck all.
I know.
Lives.
Anyone that says instead of saying Bathurst, they go Baddest. Me and Jordan really
that's
lie.
That's it.
But wait, so
it, almost
what were we
everything
saying?
They've ever said in their life is an insult, even though they work at Donut King.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But what was I saying before?
Yeah, fair enough, I'd go to Donut King.
Before I said you.
Sorry to reel out your love.
I can't remember.
Hey, what are we talking about? Harry Potter.
But I don't think we've got time for. And I've got to do my plug, baby. I've got an announcement to make.
Nah, we're going off. See ya. I'm sorry, we don't have time.
That's what Jordan.
What do you mean? We have this studio ad infinitum.
Yeah.
We're the only people that are here. This is amazing. A rural radio station.
Just
right?
Let's tell our listeners what our lives are, Jordan. Just tell them.
Okay.
It's basically my girl.
Okay, 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Wake up because the dogs are like. Begging to do a shit.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
about it. That's our alarm clock. Is just this biological thing that's just like I can't I hold it in.
This sound. This sound.
And also this sound of like very eager, but like knowing that we're asleep, but just waiting for the exact moment that you wake up. Tails that can't control the excitement.
Yeah, smacking the wall. Yeah. Just so everyone knows, Jordan has a Aussie bulldog that is hilarious, and I have a possum. It's a Australian. What is it? She's a border
dog,
border collie slash blue dog. Heeler, and she's just a possum. So it's the it is the cheers of dogs. But anyway, I digress.
So anyway, we wake up to that. Go for a walk.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, how could I forget? Miss Love sits there like an insane woman that just has this epiphany at 30, despite having 7 kids, that I'm just going to write poetry in my bed for the rest of my life. And then he just sits there. You basically get like a giant spatula and just seethe him off the sheets. With sweat. You flip him out. He complains like a 7-year-old going to school because he has to walk a block to go to this radio show where we can say whatever we want. We say things that would get you fired. Not from the radio station itself.
Yeah.
From government regulations in APRA. They listen to one segment of ours and we probably go to jail.
Yeah. Our work life is that show Stranger Things. We don't have there's no one here. Do we own this place?
Yeah, it's just the receptionist.
We
and
own
I'm pretty
this
sure
place.
She's just a hologram.
We've decided
she,
she's a hologram.
Says is, shay, yeah, shay,
so, yeah,
shay,
so,
yeah.
So she's malfunctioning. She's been projected down from the universe and she's a manifestation of, like, I guess God. And she's a hologram and all she says is, so yeah, she malfunctions. There's no production.
Wrong. It's not namaste. It's so yeah. That's the holy words.
So yeah.
There's no production manager.
There's nothing. There is no.
This is a ghost town.
Manager.
There's
there
nothing.
Is one woman
this is what
who
we do.
Basically she is head of sales, despite just like she's.
Is she though?
She manages herself.
Yeah.
She rings up McDonald's and goes, "Do you want to advertise on the local commercial radio station?"
And they go,
"Yeah," like we have for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
And she hangs up and she goes, "Fran, you've done it again."
She's the one who kept interrupting one of our pods, right? Is this the same one?
I don't know.
You weren't here. Oh, right. Oh, really? Yeah. So she came
in. For like the most bullshit reason. It was the most passive aggressive I've ever seen Jordan be.
Oh, really?
Which was just because she wanted him to do some bullshit that he was not interested in.
Yeah, like,
she kept on saying, like, but you'll get paid for it. As if this guy gets motivated by money.
I know. He does not care. He doesn't know what money is.
If you tell him that you're going to get paid for this, it will make him less likely to do it.
Yeah, that's true. Jordan's like Zen Buddhist with money. It's fucking awesome. Yeah.
So basically we sit in a state-of-the-art studio with no one else. We can spend as long as we want here without annoying hipsters from FBI coming in and being like, hey, it's 12:02 and you said you'd be out by 12. I'm not angry.
I know.
But seriously, like, are you going to be done soon?
Yeah, I need to DJ. So you DJ? Yeah. Okay, explain to me. What I do is I just play songs direct from the radio that goes into my set, and then occasionally I mix the fader up and down, and sometimes I add phaser effect. That's not DJing, dude. That is
That's
nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's playing music.
What you're doing is called owning an iPod.
And can you stop dancing enthusiastically in the bloody booth?
Dude,
we know you're not having fun. We know you're just scared of life.
Stop. Stop paying out FBI. They didn't give us a space when we needed it. We had nothing.
No, I love FBI. It's just those people.
Yeah, because you also need your songs played there.
Yeah, please play Forest Hall.
FBI is a microcosm of Sydney, the most beautiful city on earth, just littered with cunts.
Amazing.
All right, so...
But play Forest Hall, please.
Are you done with your purposelessness life?
Yeah, that's all we're saying. It's just we have this studio ad infinitum.
It's bizarre.
So you can spend an hour advertising this.
2 hours.
You could spend to quote Powerball, the rest of your life just advertising your fucking family's restaurant.
Yes.
Oh, that was
nothing would matter.
That was the announcement.
Yeah. No one could stop us. We could do a live stream that's just perpetually promoting your business.
In this studio.
We will never get...
Because you hologram is scared of leaving the chair.
She doesn't come in here. It doesn't come in here.
She's just there and then she just powers down for 8 hours and then just presses a button and goes... and comes back again. And then Fran is the same. She just lives upstairs and goes, I can't be on the ground floor. I'm pretty sure I was a bird in my past life. I can't touch the phone. I was able to be the tree.
And then there's some other chick that I don't know if just I'm... hallucinating, because there's just some other girl that I really don't know if she's real or not.
I would be so surprised.
I've never talked to you about her.
She's not a ghost.
I've never talked to you about her. So you think she's there?
Yeah, I have seen.
Okay,
her before,
so she's real.
But she has that distant look in her eye of just like, are you my husband?
Yeah, yeah.
She's a ghost from the 1900s that went to Target and bought new clothes.
Yeah, her heart belongs in a town near Alice Springs that no one's heard of.
She doesn't live in Lithgow. She lives in a town that no one's heard of.
Dude,
it's beating there.
Think about this. You know that ghost that I saw in Canberra? She's followed me here.
All right, that is way too much for somebody who has a serious phobia of ghosts. Because that's just fact.
That's the undebatable. That's just verbatim what has happened to you. That ghost. It's just taken her like a week to get here.
Man,
I mean, no,
what
I'm not talking about like 4 years. 4 years to. No, 10 years. I was like 10. It's taken me. She's just going to get here.
Oh, God.
Anyway, Ali,
just
shoot.
Spiritual GPS.
We're over time.
Ali,
sorry.
Talk about the brain curry.
Discovered that there is a ghost in here.
Most of you have fallen asleep. I will advertise this to the two people that have managed to hook on at 1 hour.
It's by TV at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Dano's Direct. Did you ever need one of those things?
Did you
ever need
a saucepan?
You can cut through a shoe. The saucepan can cut through. A shoe.
How much does it cost? $700. But the easy installment payments are $69.99. But it is $700. Be aware of that.
Shoot.
Okay.
You're sad enough to buy it.
Myself.
Danos Direct!
Danos! Shoot.
Get that tattoo on you, Amisa.
It is called Kurachi, not to be mistaken with Kuraji.
What's Kuraji?
Kuraji is a type of Japanese chicken.
Oh, which many of your clientele will do.
Yeah, I reckon it'll you should like rename it District 9.
Walking about,
rename it District
9. This is just a dive.
Yeah, rename it District 9.
So my family and I were opening up a restaurant in Newtown for...
It's an upcoming
AKA
suburb.
Mordor.
It's an it's an up-and-coming suburb.
It's an up-and-coming suburb. Yeah, yeah. All the people that...
There's some really cool places there. There's a place that does Pete... One of the... places that does pizzas round, best, one does square pizza.
No, but the best, the coolest place is about to open.
Hell yeah.
And this is going to happen in the first week of April. It's a restaurant
McDonald's,
called Kurachi.
The African weave shop. No.
yeah. And it's Kurachi.
That is not the best.
And it sounds, this is, they've
Kurachi,
done
Kurachi.
The classic Seinfeld mistake of making a full Pakistani restaurant.
Yes. We'll see how sometimes it goes. I think you want to fail.
I think it's going to be a complete success. But
me
I'm very,
too, because honestly, and I'm not just saying this, but
yum.
Fuck Ali's mum does a good curry.
Yeah. As long
it's
as you keep
so
it to that.
Nice.
Can I just give you some advice? Keep it to like, much like in the Seinfeld episode with Chabu. What's the guy's name?
Yeah, probably. Who cares?
Anyway.
Sure, a lot of people.
Even
do.
Though he's maybe it's not the best example because his business dismally fails for doing this. But I don't care. That was ages ago. Just do really genuine Pakistani food. Like really authentic.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing.
That's the point. That's the whole thing. Because like, there's
that'll
a
do well.
Of Indian Pakistani restaurants, but this is like...
They're all like, butter chicken. That's
yeah,
not Pakistani.
So we don't butter have chicken. Butter chicken.
Good.
So, yeah. So it's going to be like a genuine one. I'm really excited to be fucking cooking for it too, which is going to be mad. And I... have not worked this out with my dad, but Friendly Geordie's fans get a discount.
What, perpetually? Forever?
Well, at least for the time being.
Oh.
So we need to come up with a phrase that they
say. That counts
say.
As me, because I'm a fan too.
Yeah. No, you pay extra. Damn. Surcharge.
Because I know you were
going
to go.
I just covered it. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm very self-hating. I'm not a fan. So I have to pay full price.
You have to double. Yeah, you have to pay extra. Yeah.
You're not a fan. Do you listen to the pod?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, then you're not a fan.
Yeah, we need to come up with a code word that we'll put on the Friendly Geordie's podcast.
And yeah,
we'll put it
yeah.
at the end so you have to listen to the whole thing to get a 10%. And also, don't let in cucks and SJWs. They're not allowed to even come in. Not welcome. I'm speaking for
you. This is
what
I'm saying. Ali, the way that you guarantee success is that you get shisha pipes because you will perpetually have really muscly Persian dudes that are plumbers. And then you're always just going, shouldn't you be doing some plumbing? And they'd just be like, nah, bro, I spend $200,000 a year. I spend $50,000 a year. I don't have to work for the next 3 years.
True.
And they just smoke shisha all day out the front.
True.
That's what you need.
That's done because I can make a pretty good shisha. So, yeah, 85 King Street, baby.
Yeah, starting
so
up in April.
Shameless.
It's really quick.
Starting up in, first week of April. And, yeah, and come if... And I'll just, like... Oh, you know what I was thinking of doing, actually? Just as a promotion tactic or something? I'm just going to, like, set up a palm reading session every week.
That's mad.
Fuck, yeah.
That's
Reading session with curry.
Yes. Palm reading session with curry.
You've got to trust
if
that.
If you're lucky, my dad would do it, who is actually, like, fucking good at it.
Really?
Because he's read maybe 3 times as many books as me on palm reading.
Damn. That's incredible, isn't it? Former Marxist revolutionary, banker, and fortune teller.
It's a triple
the most
whammy.
Interesting man on earth.
I know. It's a triple whammy.
Oh, we could do that when we organize that meet and greet. We'll have like a palm reading session.
I just can't wait to see you in like a line of people at like a Pakistani restaurant. Just like, hey, how are you? Enjoy the naan. It's just such a cool image.
So good.
So 90s. It's great. It's such a great. It's like, are you signing a book or something? It's like, no, I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
I'll
so good. Can I have a lemonade?
No.
No,
no.
We've got to figure out exactly what we're going to do at this meet and greet, but...
Dance!
All right, yeah, I'll sign books of Harry Potter 1.
Only! Only Harry Potter 1.
Harry Potter 1.
And I'll give out.
If you get War and Peace in front of me, I will burn it.
Yeah, if you actually how do pathetic Harry Potter, you get like a free nun or something. Like that.
I know this is really pathetic, and I should ask too, but you can get an exclusive, and by exclusive, I mean I have 10,000 copies of the debut Forest Hall album that no one wants. Oh, if you buy one, that. If you buy one, I'll give do you embarrassing a things. Free. No, like, well, it'll be like Jackass. I'll be like, all right, buy one. I'll put a nail in my eye. There you go.
Holy shit. Dude, you care about $10 way too much. A nail in your eye.
It's worth it. Promo. I integrate.
Go.
Reintegrate. Then integrate again.
And we're integrating again right now because I've got to say, Miss Love, I've heard of sneak peek of his new debut. What do you call it? What are the kids calling it these days? An LP? Is that what it's called?
This has just become Danos Direct. The
Marshall Mathers MP?
This is Danos Direct. I'm recording it. It's 7 songs, so it's like an album, I guess? No.
Why isn't it an EP?
It's like a mini album.
Man, I really was.
Don't worry, guys. You'll be hearing a lot of this because we're doing fucking mad videos and... yeah, I'm going to be annoying all of you fucks.
But we can talk about that another
motherfuckers.
Time.
Yeah. And so the point Roast. Is...
Come on, live session at the restaurant.
With Jekyll?
Yes, with Jekyll, but you also have to play Jerk It Out. You're not allowed to play that's any happening. Of the songs.
This is happening. I've decided. I'm re-recording. Because a long time ago, Jordan asked me to re-record Jerk It Out. I'm going to do it.
And then there was another song that I demanded from you as well. Oh, yeah, that's right. Kevin Rudolph's I Made It.
Yeah. I can make that happen.
All right. Just to remind everybody what Jerk It Out was, if you played SXX3, I'm sure that and just Ryan Seacrest going like, conditions are a little foggy on the top. Only the most righteous borders are supposed to be jamming tonight. And then it just goes straight into this, as it will, at the end of this podcast.
Hey, Siri. Play BTS1 fuck radio. Off.
See, how shit are new iPod ads in comparison to having, like, songs play that are after, like, a casino?
So yeah, just play Jet, Are You Gonna Be My Girl?
Yes. All right, see you next week.
Bye.
A lot of my friends are always saying...